This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Sports Bettors Paradise on the Bet Rivers Network.
All right, Jimmy Otto and Randy McKay. Yes, indeed. Time for the big one. Super Bowl Swifty 8, huh? Can we say that? I don't know. So, you know, Randy McKay.
I heard some man coming, some Tyler Swift guy person coming to the Super Bowl fast person.
So, anyway, we got you're in Vegas. So, how is it compared to other cities for the big game? And, you know, because Vegas is a destination point for the Super Bowl regardless, and now it is hosting for the first time. So, I mean, it is, Vegas on steroids, so to speak. What's it like so far?
So far, everything I heard is good. I haven't been down to, like, Radio Row or anything down there. Unfortunately, the weather's real bad here. A lot of rain, cold, too. So hopefully that changes around. It's supposed to, by the weekend, supposed to be a little better. So, of course, it'll be better for people if they can enjoy the festivities a little bit outside as well. So, and it'll help out the town. But so far, the reviews have been really good here for the Super Bowl.
All right. Let's get to the game itself before we get to your list of props. And you do pretty good on these props, generally speaking. The wet field, or the slick field, I guess you could say. And we got field gate again, as San Francisco not real happy with the UNLV facilities. But anyway, the game, the number is San Francisco 2 and 47.5 right now.
Yeah, and I'm leaning to the Chiefs. I'm going to see which way this line goes. Maybe play alternative ways, maybe some first halves as well. We've been against these 49ers first half, maybe again here as well. So look at that. These two teams played last year. The worst spot, Kansas City could have had a short week. They just played Buffalo. Well, and I had bets on San Fran. They killed San Fran. 44-23 was the final. I mean, they got all the intangibles. They got everything else. I just can't go against it. I can't see the love here for the San Fran team. You know, it's more these market guys and their market guys and these analytic guys with their, with their programs and their algorithms or whatever, boasting up the San Fran team here, where this is more of a Chiefs game, in my opinion. You know, just look at the history. Look how they've done against each other. This looks like a Chiefs way to go in this game. Could be a big Super Bowl here for the Chiefs. So we'll see how it goes.
It's a big statement, too, sort of in Reno, where it's 49ers country, where we talked last that you're tempted to go up there and get and fade a local line. But the Chiefs have been so public that they're betting them in Reno as well. So it's a modest line there. I believe it's at 1 right now.
Yeah. One of the books I follow up there was -1, and the total's up a little bit to 48. But they're on the Chiefs side, which is really surprising. I thought that line would be 3, and maybe we can get a 49 on the total. It'd be nice if correlation to the Chiefs and under there, but not there. Of course, the weather's worse up there. You know, you even got snow up there right now. So no travel plans for me yet to go up there.
We talk about the recency bias also with the, you know, affecting point spreads, affecting public action. Are you surprised that the odds maker? But the odds makers are very sometimes stubborn and to their power ratings. And the middle of the, or two-thirds of the way through the season, San Francisco had the highest power rating before they lost to Baltimore on Christmas night. And it was by a pretty good gap as well. I mean, they were just crushing everybody. We had the Eagles, you know, a lot higher when they beat them than what they finished, certainly. But the recency bias in all these playoff games are standalone games, obviously. So everybody has seen San Francisco struggle in their two wins, failing to cover in both of them, and fortunate to come out a straight-up winner in both of them. And then we've seen a Kansas City up to take a more difficult bet. Now, Miami played in the cold. We get that. They were banged up. But they had the extra game. And then Buffalo and Baltimore on the road, which the Chiefs have never played away from Arrowhead Stadium with Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. And they win and cover those as well. Are you surprised the Chiefs didn't open up a slight favorite? Although under three either way is not that big. But I'm a little surprised because I think you would get even action, more even action, if they put the Chiefs as a slight favorite.
Yeah, probably all good points there. I mean, you know, the bookmaker's got to do what it feels, you know, and feels what's going to get the best for two-way action. You know, that makes some of the lines bettable for us players and helps us out. So, you know, getting this value here with the Chiefs on the side might even get better. So, you know, that's why I'm waiting. And, you know, tough job to be a bookmaker sometimes, but no sympathy for them when they got minus 10 working both ways for them.
We don't expect you to give a whole lot of sympathy, though. No doubt that is a little bit of an advantage. Bet Rivers is offering a second chance bet on your first game parlay on the big game. Place a qualifying same game parlay on the big game. If your bet loses, you get a bonus bet equal to your wager. With your same game parlay bet, you also earn a square that could be worth as much as $10,000. See the Bet Rivers app for full details. You bet on the big game at Bet Rivers. And those squares also, it's if you don't have enough people to fill out 100 squares, you can do it on your own. Pick your own numbers at Bet Rivers. So always fun. Let's get to your props. Let's start off with the tight end. The tight end that's not getting as much attention, that is Kittle from Tight End U in Iowa. Receiving yards are at 48.5, Randy.
Yeah, and I made this line right around the closer to the 60 range. You know, if you look at his yearly, you know, he led the receiving in tight end this year in reception yards. I see him having a big game, you know, like I referenced before, last matchup when they got, you know, they got handled by the Chiefs in this game, you know, during the year. Kittle had a big game. He had almost 100 yards. I think he was at 99. So I can see, you know, Purdy being locked into him, getting him over his yardage, and a few of the other guys kind of going the under, but we'll talk about them later. But Kittle should have a good game here. Security blanket. Chiefs, you know, they do give up pretty good yards to the tight end. Andrews hurt last week a little bit, coming back from injury, wasn't able to expose that, and then they didn't use Likely enough like I thought they would. I actually lost on a prop there. So I see good opportunity here for Kittle. Remember the last time 4 years ago when they played in the Super Bowl, I had Kelce versus Kittle in a matchup there and should have lost. He got called for some phantom PI there late in the fourth quarter that should have had him beat Kelce in yardage. He might beat Kelce again in yardage. You might want to look at that as well.
All right. We do know when these quarterbacks in the postseason, I mean, it's you got to pick your spots if you're going to run. You only got so many hits that you can take as a running quarterback. So Patrick Mahomes, his rushing yardage here, they're not going to run design runs for him. But he will not slide either when he is taken off. So he's going to get as many yards as he can. Mahomes' rushing yardage for the Super Bowl is 24.5.
Yeah, and that's a better number than what I got at Bet Rivers. So take advantage of that one. You know, Mahomes in the playoffs will give up his body, will run the ball. And both matchups against the Chiefs, he's won over. Well, he would have won over 4 years ago on that Super Bowl, but unfortunately, and hopefully this doesn't cost us in this matchup, hopefully he doesn't take the 6 yard knee back when he kneeled down on the ball. He went extra yards back to wind the clock a little longer so they could kneel out the game. And I actually won a prop that way. I had him under the yardage. I see him going over the yardage here probably pretty easily, and hopefully we don't lose on the kneel down at the end of the game.
That's brutal, but it is part of it. Now, you want him to start scrambling, because scrambling is a free swing. Because if he gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage, it's considered a sack. If he gets anything past the line of scrimmage, it is positive of rushing yardage. And listen, we don't expect many designed running plays. None of the three games in the playoffs they've had any designed runs. But we have been tracking all of the quarterbacks over the rushing total. You betting over on all of them on both sides, you are profiting to this point, this postseason. All right, Brandon Ayuk on the outside here for the San Francisco 49ers. His receiving yardage is at 62.5. You're looking at the under, which is -114 at Bet Rivers.
Yeah, I like this one here. I don't think there's going to be any play like he got against Detroit, where he made that catch off the Detroit defender's helmet, which led to one of the plays that led to the demise of the Lions. I mean, we could do a whole show on the demise of the Lions there in the second half, but that was one of them. The KC defenders, their D-backs, are very good at covering, especially if you have Snead on them. He's not going to get many looks that way. I see looks to the other guys more so in Kittle and Samuel. See them having big games. Ayuk not having a real big game here and staying under 63.5.
Yeah, speaking of the Lions, maybe Mitch Albom can write a book and put it in a time capsule for 40 years and say, we were this close. And so whether it was the coaching decisions, the drops, the the fluke play, I mean, the Purdy scrambles, we could go on and on in that game. So, all right, speaking of Deebo Samuel, you're looking at rushing and receptions here. All right, first of all, with the rushing yardage, and the great thing about Deebo Samuel is he's got an extra week to rest. He's going to be close to 100%, much closer to 100% than what he was for the NFC Championship game. And a lot of ways, Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey are the same guy. McCaffrey is a guy that can line up at running back, but he lines up at wide receiver, and Deebo can run everything that McCaffrey runs. And you got to think Shanahan, who is creative in the running game, is going to be committed to the run. He wants to run the ball to begin with. He's going to be more committed to the run than what the Baltimore Ravens were. Deebo Samuel's rushing yardage prop is 13.5, Randy.
Yeah, it looks like extra usage here for Samuel. You already brought that up, him being more healthy. They're going to have to do that. Of course, Shanahan wants to grind the ball here. Best way to move on the Chiefs is the way the Bills did it, was rush the ball, unlike the Ravens, went against their whole team philosophy pretty much and decided to throw the ball more than they did run, which was really a surprising game plan out of Harbaugh and Monken and company there. But I think we'll see Shanahan go back to what the Bills did, running the quarterback maybe even a little bit. Of course, Purdy isn't really known for that like Josh Allen. But we'll see definitely some fly sweeps, to Samuel. Extra, just him lining up in the backfield. And like you said, interchanging here with McCaffrey. This will be their road to success. If they can run the ball, they have a chance in this game. Keep it close. Grind it out. They have a good chance to beat the Chiefs and Mahomes. If they get pass happy like the Ravens did, it could be a long day. And they could actually lose by double digits. But I see more of a closer game here. But I do see Samuel getting heavy usage, which should lead to these overs.
All right, let's get to his receptions. You're looking at the number of receptions, which at Bet Rivers is 4.5. Now, the over is shaded to the it is juiced to the over at -130, but you think it's going to go, looking for more activity for Deebo being closer to 100%, over 4.5 receptions.
Yeah, and like I said before with Aiyuk, Aiyuk's more the guy downfield, where Samuel's more the shorter guy, run after catch type, and could see him getting, you know, like I said, a lot of feeds either through the run or through the pass. So like him both ways here, running the ball and getting a lot of pass catches. Might be the main offensive weapon. Might even be a look for MVP if you want to look that way and get some odds there. You know, unfortunately, the one I like, not as great at odds, but we didn't bring that up. But Samuel, maybe a look for MVP. But yeah, I think I see a big usage game for him both ways, and him and Kittle getting over their totals.
25-1 at Bet Rivers for Deebo Samuel at MVP. And finally, one more is Juwan Jennings, under 1.5 receptions. Now, you land some juice here. Minus 141 is the reason why. So that could even go higher. So probably a good time to get on that one. Why are you looking at Juwan Jennings under 1.5 receptions?
Yeah, I think this one's pretty cut and dry. And unless one of the main receivers get hurt here, I don't see Jennings getting much usage at all. Maybe won't even get one catch. So getting him under 1.5, it has pretty good value, and we've seen that go to the under. So definitely a good play here on Jennings, not getting this 1.5 receptions. You know, these are props where you sit during the whole Super Bowl. You know, I got my whole list here, and you just kind of mark them off as you win, hopefully, or mark them off as you lose. At the end of the day, you know, like, even like last year was not a great Super Bowl for me, but I still won probably a ham sandwich. But, you know, some years you're marking off a lot, and it's a steak dinner. So it's a fun way to bet the game and enjoy it. And you know, and it's a fun experience. So enjoy your time watching the Super Bowl wherever you're at.
Well, we would think that after we fed you all that crawfish etouffee and oysters and a half shell, char grilled oysters, fried catfish, all of that stuff, that you'd mention a little bit of the Southern Louisiana cuisine. But you know, yeah. We understand. We will save that one next time you get down here to Baton Rouge. So, what's your plans for the game, big guy?
I got a Super Bowl party that I'll probably attend and go from there. Years past, I had so many props and was doing Endgame during the game, but I won't do it here since I'm in Nevada. So I'll probably go to the Super Bowl party and hang out there. And like I said, watch a game and grade the props as they're going on. You know, sometimes these Super Bowl parties have some big drawings and stuff, and makes it a little bit more fun too. And you get a chance to win some extra stuff there, but we'll see how it goes. It should be a great experience. I was going to go to the game if Detroit won, but unfortunately, that bad second half came and ruined all that. So, yeah.
And you bet you're going to be on Kansas City.
I'll be on Kansas City for the game somehow. You know, like I said, first half, or we'll see how this game line goes either way.
Boy, it's a tough one to call, and these are tough. You know, it's sometimes it's a little bit of a coin. I mean, you talk about the line is baked. I'm still a little surprised that it hasn't moved more to Kansas City, as our buddy Dave Koken would tell us, a contributor here in the past on Sports Bettors Paradise. Only thing that moves the money is sharp money, respected money. The only thing that moves the line, rather, is sharp money, because they got a lot of public money on the other side. We'll see if they move it a little bit later. Randy, big dog, good job all season long. We look forward to it next year. Everything from the divisional previews and our over-unders and win totals through the Super Bowl. You've had a hell of a run. Again, very popular when I run into people that watch the videos, without a doubt. For Randy McKay, I'm Jimmy Odd here on the Sports Bettors Paradise on the Bet Rivers Network.